I just want to tell you something a little bit disgusting, Chris.
What?
Seven Australians now have more wealth than 1.73 million Australian households.
No, boo.
Yeah, yeah. That's a real thing. We know this isn't because they work harder or are inherently better people, but because of the policies that promote interests of rent seekers and monopolists and reduce services and welfare of the most vulnerable. Nowhere is this better demonstrated than by the mining tax repeal. The repeal bill will make the big mining companies around $5.3 billion better off. The Australia Institute have been actively advising people on all sides of politics on these and other issues, and we are really lucky today to have Rod Campbell from the Australia Institute to speak to you all.
How do we feel about cuts to education? How do we feel about cuts to health? How do we feel about cuts to welfare for low-income earners? Yeah, right. Well, we're fairly unanimous on that. And the reason we're being told we need these things is because of some sort of budget emergency. And at the Australia Institute, we've been doing a fair bit of research into this budget emergency, and it turns out that actually these spending cuts aren't really required. I mean, Australia is one of the wealthiest countries in the world at arguably the wealthiest point in its history. You wouldn't have thought now was really the time to be taking away money from unemployed young people. But the reason that we're being told that we need all this is because we don't have enough money. And the reason we don't have enough money, of course, is because we don't collect enough tax. That's the first time I've ever got a clap at the mention of tax. In fact, I dare say I'm the first economist ever to get a clap at the mention of tax. And when I say we don't collect enough tax, well, we also need to think about who aren't we collecting enough tax from? We're certainly not collecting enough tax from Gina, but I'll start closer to home. You might have seen my t-shirt. I'm a relatively high income earner, and let's face it, most of you all are too, and because you're Canberrans. And, you know, we've done pretty well since the Howard government. We did pretty well through the Rudd government, and we're still doing well now. So taxes on high income earners is a problem, but even bigger problem is the cuts we give to high income earners when we put money into our super funds. It's superannuation tax concessions will soon cost more than the aged pension in the budget. So who should be paying more tax? Well, certainly high-income earners and super companies. And what about that mining tax? How well did that go? Well, we've still got it for the time being. But astonishingly, the mining companies have tried to tell us that, you know, the mining tax will be a bad thing. And just 2 weeks ago, their lobby group, the Minerals Council of Australia, put out a report purporting to show how much tax they paid. The problem was their own report said they only paid 20% company tax, which is 10% less than what it should be. So we really do need to have a bit of a talk about tax in this country. Because when I was growing up, back when I was a lad, one of the things that Australians would say the most was when faced with adversity, we'd say things like, oh, she'll be right. Don't worry about it. We'll get through it. That used to be our attitude. Whereas now, oh, what? An extra $4 to pay for the carbon that my flight to Sydney would generate? No way, I can't afford that. That seems to be the attitude that prevails here. And one group of people that we haven't heard much about on the tax front is the unsung heroes. It's the Australian Tax Office. Let's hear it for the Tax Office. You'd think in a time where we weren't collecting enough tax, where we didn't have people going hard enough at Glencore to ensure that they paid some, you'd think that it might be a good idea to have some more people working at the Tax Office, to have some more resources going into making sure that Gina pays her fair share. You'd think so. But I was astonished to read the other day that one of the brilliant ways we're going to end our budget emergency is by firing some tax office workers. This must be a new branch of economics that I haven't studied, because it doesn't seem to make any sense to me. So we do need to collect more tax, and there's a lot of ways we can and should be doing it. Don't believe the hype about the budget emergency, and put some pressure on all political parties. I regret to inform you that stupidity about tax transcends party lines. Yes, I'm looking at people with Greens triangles. Why aren't you supporting the reindexation of the tax excise? Wow, I even got a clap for that. You can only get a clap for things like that in Canberra.